y'all. Good afternoon. So, Grand Rising. I'm going to be doing a good morning, good evening, whatever time it is where you are. It's 2:36 p.m. on Friday, September 24th, 2021. I'm going to be talking about some spell work. And I may not get to that Osiris astral experience until tomorrow or whenever. It won't be tomorrow. It'll be in a couple days. I may not get to that shit till tomorrow because my ass is burned the fuck out. I be channeling a lot. Man, I be needing a power nap. So after I do this, I'm going to... I already feel myself. I'm going to turn up in this and I'm going to be tired. So I'm going to take my ass a power nap after I'm done with this shit here. But just 1 second. I'm going to let this music play in the background. I'll be in here in just a second. I do not own rights to the music, of course, so... Let me tell you, my bad, I was catching my second wind and looking at an article. Let me tell you, the problems with human beings when it comes to knowledge, obtaining knowledge, reading, and stuff like that. If you didn't hear my reading of the Black Arts yesterday that I posted on my podcast, I posted a snippet video just to say that it was up, and I posted the link in the box. If you didn't hear my partial reading of the introduction cover and first chapter of the Black Arts, you might want to listen to that, because Aleister Crowley considered himself a fucking white magician. Okay, so he was also known as a fucking Satanist, and he was an English magician and the founder of Thelema. But he was also called a spoiled, reviled buffoon. And they also said he had very ridiculous antics and theories, as well as practices and rituals. Now, according to what Aleister Crowley said, he fancied himself a white magician. Okay, what is white magic? White magic is considered to be a type of magic that is like selfless, using earth elements. Okay, you know, air, fire, wind, water, etc. Air, fire, wind, water, earth. And it's thought of being a selfless, quote unquote, type of magic, but white magic can be just as destructive and just as problematic as black magic. Now, people have a bad connotation with black because black is thought of as spooky and death and evil, just like they've called black people. And so that's why you have a bunch of dumbass tarot readers around here. Yeah, I said it. Dumbass tarot readers who don't do any research, who just copy what other people say and copy other people's titles, copy other people's readings and topics, who are running around within the last 3 months talking about black magic. The majority of the black tarot readers and some of the other persuasions were putting black magic in their titles because they wanted clicks and views. And it was a hot fucking topic because they saw that people like me and others with large platforms were under attack by real magic, by real witches who were playing daughters of God on this platform. So because I was exposing what was being done to myself and subscribers and other readers, the hot topic became black magic. But then the very people who were doing the magic on the subscribers and on myself and on the readers were practicing black magic, but yet getting on their platforms and preaching against it. Okay, white magic is just as fucking evil as black magic. Now, I know black magic is all about power, they say, but according to what Aleister Crowley said, and, you know, I don't lend credence to everything he says or whatever. Hell, I don't lend credence to everything nobody fucking says. But he said he ain't no fucking black magician. He said he's a white magician and he don't fuck with black magic because the black magicians are the Christians, aka the Christian scientists and the fucking spiritualists. Those are the black magicians, according to Aleister Crowley. That's why you have religion. Because it's about control, God damn it, it's black magic. So unless you're willing to throw your fucking Bible away and all of that shit they taught you in the church, don't demonize no black magicians. Because that pastor, that minister, that deacon, that pope, that evangelist, that prophet you sit under or have sat under is the lead black magician over your motherfucking congregation. Oops, I'm sorry, over the fucking coven. Now, this is not the primary topic of this upload. I come to tell you hoes that do love spells, that little pussy ain't got no power, bitch. That's what I come to tell you. What the fuck you doing a love spell for? That little pussy ain't got no power. Because if it had any power, you wouldn't need to do a spell to force somebody to talk to you. You know, talk to me spells, come to me spells, think of me only spells, fuck me tonight spells, lick me all over spells. You know, the little spell candles with the man and the woman and it's red and, you know, they smash together and you lighten the shit and putting love oil on it and burning it. Now, I'm not talking about women who do this to spice up their relationships that they're already in or their marriages or partnerships or men or whatever. If you're already in a partnership and you're doing that to bring you all closer together or spice up the energy or pull in more energy, that's fine. I am talking about people who do this to get people that don't want them. Okay, it's a fucking problem. I'm not trying to demonize any practitioners, spiritualists, or, you know, whoever out there, witches out there, magicians out there that perform love spells for their clients. You do what you want to do and perform, you know, if you're helping the person and it's good energy and you feel that you're being properly compensated, do what you want to do. You know, it's no different than I don't try to tell people what to worship and all of that. I give my opinion and what I think about it. And I share my life experience. But other than that, you know, you want to do love spell for clients, you do love spells. But I don't fuck with it. And I've said it before. And so the other thing is I don't have no respect for women who or people in general who do love spells when you don't fucking love the motherfucker. A lot of y'all have done love spells. I mean, I'm mainly talking to women because women dominate my audience because they're the ones who mainly do this. That's why they're the ones who sit up under the black magicians in the churches. The churches are 80% women. Because they're there to get their fucking black magic and they hoodoo. Understanding. See, I don't know who the fuck lied to you, but Kojic Church of God in Christ is a witch coven. It's founded on the traditions of root work and black magic. So I don't know what the fuck they told you It ain't founded on no white magic. It's founded on black magic. Control and power. That's what the fuck Kojic, Church of God in Christ is about. And a whole lot of other denominations like Baptist, Methodist, Episcopalian, all of them. Catholicism, all of that shit is about power, domination, and control. That's why they tell you going to hell if you fuck the boy next door. It's about power, domination, and control. That's your number one black magic outlet is that fucking church. I don't give a fuck what nobody said. You Christians, get the fuck up off my channel if you have some kind of problem with what I'm saying. Because I told you this ain't church over here. I've been told y'all that. And if you didn't know, you ought to know by the kind of language I used that this ain't church. Okay, I growed up in that motherfucker. I know it's grew. I growed up in that motherfucker. Those are the main witches and warlocks that I've ever run across in my life. Black magicians. Yeah. Now, some of them are on the level of witch. Some of them are on the level of warlock. Some of them are on the level of necromancer. Some of them are simple magicians. Some of them are wizards. Some of them are black magicians. Some of them are chaos magicians. Some of them can wear all of those hats. But I grew up next to them, and I know how they work. Okay. You're talking about love spells, women. First of all, if you got to do a love spell, the motherfucker don't belong to you, ain't supposed to belong to you, and don't love you. Not truly, because if you got to do a love spell, he don't truly love you, because you're trying to draw in love energy that otherwise does not exist. That's why you feel that void. That's why I said that little pussy ain't got no power, because that little pussy ain't experiencing no love. That's why you gotta burn your little candle and do your jar and your sweet jar and your honey jar and shit. You know what I'm saying? Putting goddamn graveyard dirt on the nigga's shoes and shit so he won't leave your ass after he done came over and spent the weekend and spent the night. You have no power. None. You have no fucking power. And I don't give a fuck what BDB, bald edge bitch that practice African spirituality or none of that other shit out there got to say about it. You ain't got no goddamn power, motherfucker. Because if you got power, why the fuck do you have to chain a nigga up? If you had power, he would be lured back or lured to be around you. And if it was rightfully yours, he would be in your energy and there would be a contract no matter what you do. No matter what you say, no matter how... You know, I won't say you can say and do anything. I'm just saying, no matter whether you speak a love incantation or not, no matter whether you whisper sweet nothings in his ear or not, whether you say yes to everything he wants or not, it doesn't matter if you have the power. The reason why is because your womb, whether you have had a hysterectomy or not, or whether you are biologically female or not, does not matter. Your womb energy, your divine feminine energy, Venusian Empress energy, would be able to make the situation balanced just by your presence. So therefore, there wouldn't be a hunger, an unnecessary hunger for domination and control over the man, in that you would be led to or desire to do a love spell because you would be in Venusian Empress energy. And the Empress card rules over Libra and Taurus. Libra is about justice and fairness. And I'm not saying that all Libras are just or fair. Absolutely not. I'm telling you the core of the zodiac energy. And Taurus is about the home. It's about marriage. And even if it's not physical marriage, spiritual marriage, soul contracts, the Trinity, mother, father, son, male, female, offspring, divine feminine, divine masculine, copulation, producing what? Tangible results. Fifth card, Taurus rules tangible home earth energy. That's the earth sign. Divine feminine, divine masculine gives yield to tangible results. In other words, as the Black Arts book was talking about, Mother Earth, Father Sky coming together, because Father Sky pushes against Mother Earth and they create what? Nature. AKA life. All right. Life usually comes in here in what? One gender or the other. So it's just a reproduction cycle. It's also known as what? Tying in from the Taurus to the toroidal field. T-O-R-O-I-D-A-L. Field. F-I-E-L-D. So you ain't got no fucking power because your toroidal field is not flowing properly because you feel like you got to do a love spell on the dude. Something's out of whack with you. We're not dissecting the other person. We talking about you bitches, you women, you people, you hoes that do love spells trying to trap up and tie up and trip up a man that don't belong to you, and you know he don't belong to you. That's why you fucking doing it. That's why you're doing it. You know the man ain't never been in love with you. That's why you did it. You off a little loose piece of ass, and then you get on top of him and you do your little sex spell, or you bring a little massage oil. Tell me, Big Daddy, I just want to massage you. That's called a fucking love spell, bitch. Because, see, y'all hoes ain't fooling me. I know you be putting shit in them fucking massage oils. You can buy them if you want to, plain. But your intention is to trap that man and to try to make sure he ain't coming back. So, see, you ain't got to sprinkle no motherfucking herb up in there. You ain't got to put no other essential oils in the oil. Your intention is, I'm going to get this massage oil. I'm going to rub him down. I'm going to rub it, smack it, and lick it good. Spit on it. Blow on it. Put whipped cream on it, and he ain't gonna want to fuck with nobody else. Cause see, that's my energy. I'm trying to mark him. Your little pussy ain't got no power, ho. Cause see, if it did, you wouldn't need to mark him. The dog always gonna come back to the yard, eh? You wouldn't need to fucking mark him. Matter of fact, you wouldn't even need to sleep with him. Something just fell over in here. The spirits is off the chain up in here because I heard a noise up in the attic and everything before I started this. They knew I was going to turn the fuck up. I just heard something move in here. I know y'all up in here, spirits. Somebody up in here. Might be somebody in astral form. Either way, I'm cutting the fuck up. But I mean what I'm saying. They are a loyal dog. And I ain't calling y'all men's dogs. I'm saying a loyal animal. That's the divine masculine animalistic side. The divine masculine energy always returns to where the divine feminine, because the emperor is not balanced without the feminine. The emperor is not balanced without the empress. If you know tarot history and deeper understanding, you know that the emperor will go out there and get him. He'll go out there and work and provide. He's good at taking care of home. He usually has a business or a good career, or at least a stable career. And he'll go out there, but he's so masculine in that Martian war energy that he will go out there if he's unbalanced and doesn't have a feminine energy to ground him, grounding Mother Earth, Earth energy. Then he will go out there and he potentially get sick, get killed, get in trouble. This was the theory of men who went to war. They wanted them. It depended on the ruler or the leader or the general or commander, but a lot of times they wanted a man to have a family at home. Not only for the, and they wanted the man, at least in the case of the Spartans, in the movie 300 and in the history of the Battle of Thermopylae, they wanted them to have born sons already. So that if they died, life had already been brought forth. Okay, they could continue their line wouldn't die with them. But it wasn't just for that reason. They also wanted them to have born sons and or daughters so that they would have a reason to want to come home, because a wayward fucking emperor will go headlong and say, I'll just run in there and I'll kill as much as I can kill, and if I die, fuck it, I die. That's an emperor that ain't got no empress. Ain't got nothing waiting at home. See, ain't got nobody holding down the home front. And that's why I say people that feel like they need to do love spells, especially women, if you're not in a committed or solid or at least stable relationship, whether y'all are committed or not, if y'all not regular or whatever, you know, and you doing love spells on the man, you know the man don't fucking belong with you, and you know the man more than likely ain't supposed to be with you or won't be with you. And so what you're trying to do is you're trying to get a fish to be dumb enough to jump in your net. That's all the fuck that is. It comes from a place of low self-esteem and an unbalanced sacral chakra, or either a sacral chakra that been fucked on too much and a root chakra that's out of balance because you're not grounded. Again, taking on back to the fucking home front, taking it on back to the fucking second house, the family, and even taking it on even into the family and the ancestral line of the fourth house of Cancer, taking it on back to your motherfucking mama. Your mama was a hoe. If you're doing it like that. And I ain't talking about no woman that made a mistake and didn't know better. Or no young woman that didn't know that's what love spells reveal. I'm talking about y'all older women that do know better. And you just steady mixing up, stirring up, sprinkling, praying, reading psalms and shit, doing your fucking hoodoo, burying jars and printing out motherfuckers' pictures and putting all kind of oils on them and shit. Y'all older women, y'all know better, man. Don't fucking play with me, man. y'all know better. And if you don't know better, you're going to find out better listening to me if you want to keep on listening. Your mama was in that same hoe-ass energy. And I ain't talking bad about your mama. I said hoe energy. That don't mean she was literally opening her legs to every man. I said hoe energy. Hoe energy is, I done fucked this man once, or I want to fuck him, and I want to make him mine, even though he ain't mine. That's called also mistress energy. Your mama or your grandmama or whatever woman raised you was in that fucking energy, and for whatever reason, the higher powers or the most high or whoever that's over your life that you believe in as a higher supreme intelligence force or a higher force than human beings, obviously, maybe they tried to tell you, maybe you wasn't fucking listening. Somebody didn't train you to be whole and sure within yourself. So then you start doing love spells on niggas that don't belong to you, on men that don't belong to you, on men that ain't even checking for you like that. This usually comes from sacral chakra problems, root chakra problems. Hypersexuality also is a reason why people do love spells. You can't control your pussy. You just got to have something ramming up in it. You just hot in the fucking ass. 60, 70 years old, you hot in the fucking ass. 40, 50 years old, 20, 30. I expect 20-year-olds to be like that. I expect women in their 30s to be like that. Shit, women in their 30s be in their motherfucking prime. A lot of times they get more sexually active than after they go over that 35-year-old hump. So, I mean, it just depends on the person. It also depends on underlying medical factors, psychological issues, if there are any, and medications and diet. But lifestyle as well, faith, belief system, if there is one. But a lot of the main women that I see doing the love spells are women in their 30s, 40s, 50s. Y'all motherfuckers is old enough to know better. Y'all old enough to know better. Y'all are fucking old enough to know better. And if you don't, you're going to find out listening to this. You have not done your healing work. You're not working on healing. You just want a man. Because you think that man going to solve all your problems. That man ain't thinking about you, bitch. Sorry to break it to you. That man ain't thinking about you. Because see, what you're doing is you're trying to tie his ass up because he ain't thinking about you. You already know through the woman's intuition that he ain't thinking about your motherfucking ass like that. And if he is bothering you, he only doing it to try to have control, or he trying to use you for money. Like I said, the divine feminine energy can be used for money. Okay? Or, sexual gratification. But if he is thinking about you, he ain't thinking about you like that. Because a man that's in love with a woman, you won't never have to do no fucking love spell on him. Ever. You won't even be thinking about no shit like that. A man that is also, that also technically, quote unquote, belongs to a woman or will belong to a woman or has a spiritual contract or some kind of spiritual lifestyle or connection with a woman, even if it's platonic, you won't need to do no friendship spell or no love spell on that person because your inner soul, okay, which has a lot to do with your womb energy and or your birth canal, whether you've given birth or not, your vagina, okay, your yoni, in your innermost parts, you know who that person is to you. So what the fuck you need to do a love spell on them for? So when a person feels like they need to do a love spell, it's about domination and control. That's that lack of root chakra balance, because Scorpio rules the root chakra. The root chakra is about sex or sexual gratification, procreation. Okay, it's also about feeling safe. So the basic human needs, Maslow's hierarchy of needs in psychology. So that would be safety, or the feeling of safety, survival, all right, shelter, food, and the ability to procreate. These are basic human needs that do not require a higher mind in order to maintain usually. Humans are born knowing what it feels like to be hungry, okay? That's why babies cry when they're ready to nurse or have a bottle. They're born knowing what it feels like to be hungry and instinctively know what to do in order to get satisfied. They're born knowing what it feels like to be cold and abandoned or neglected. That's why babies will cry if they're around negative energy, or if you give them to somebody that they don't like, they will scream, or they will cry, or they will be uncomfortable. They want to get away from that person. They know energy when they come out of the womb. They know energy when they're in the womb. From the moment of conception, they know energy. Okay? So that's from the higher realms. Because many people might say, pardon me, how does a baby know energy when they don't know what energy is? No, it's just innate. It's innate. It's through the spirit and into the soul. They know energy. All right? That's why a lot of people say, you know, there's this old wives' tale that says, if a woman's mean as hell when she's pregnant, she's going to give birth to a mean-ass, wrinkle-up baby. Okay, well, that happens a lot. Actually, that happens a lot. When people are fucking mean and women are just off the fucking chain when they're pregnant, they give birth to very irritable babies. Very irritable. The baby be crying all the time, colicky a lot of times. And now, I mean, there are exceptions to every rule. There are some women who were mean as vipers when they were pregnant and the baby came out being just, you know, a peaceful little angel. But those are exceptions to the rule. Most of the time when I saw somebody being a hellion when they was pregnant, their child came out screaming and a spoiled fucking brat. Colicky and other health problems the child had too. Okay? Now, when it comes to these love spells, when women are doing love spells and they're not in a relationship with the person, or they're not connected to the person in a more cohesive, solid manner, like y'all regularly talk, y'all are friends, y'all hang out, or even just have a regular spiritual connection where you both acknowledge how one another, the other feels about the other, even if it's telepathic, still you don't have no business doing a fucking love spells if this is what you're doing. See, you know, a lot of this shit, you know, a lot of y'all be telling on yourselves. You get in the comments of people videos, especially in the tarot and the spiritual community, and you say shit like, well, divine feminine ain't doing no black magic. Use a motherfucking lie, because y'all reading them tarot cards, that is black magic. You listening to tarot, that's called participating in Christian science, also known as Hebrew science, also known as comedic science, also known as black fucking arts, also known as black magic. You in it. If you asking about a zodiac sign, guess what? You're practicing black magic, because you're asking about black science, aka astrology. You in it. Don't talk about no divine feminine ain't doing no black magic, because all of y'all DFs that's in the tarot community are doing black magic. I don't give a fuck what you say. Stop lying. You see that? See, we got to purge all of these fucking lies. That's the problem. You lie to yourself and you lie to other people. That's the fucking problem. And you wonder why you ain't got nobody. Now, hell, I'm single too, but I'm just saying, I'm single by choice. It ain't because I have to be, but I'm just saying, I don't be lying to myself either, and I don't be lying to y'all. But a lot of y'all want to be partnered, or you want your divine masculine, or you want a soulmate, or whatever you want. You want a masculine that's healthy for you, or even a feminine if you're same sex, LGBTQIA, or whatever. Even if you're a man who identifies as a DF, or a woman who identifies in DM energy, a divine masculine energy, you want to be partner, but yet you lying to yourself. What the fuck? What the fuck do you have? What in the devil do anybody want with you as a partner when you still lying to your motherfucking self? You gonna lie to that person too? Especially y'all women, y'all DFs. You gave birth to the man. We talking about hetero relationships, right? You gave birth to them. To the masculine species and energy. And you mean to tell me that you scared of your own other, you scared to be honest with your own motherfucking child, bitch? Then you ain't gonna have no child. You ain't gonna have no masculine that's healthy for you. Hey, I'm gonna step on a lot of toes with this. I don't care. It's the truth. And I have an obligation to tell the truth. And my candle just popped when I was talking about, if you can't be honest with yourself, you ain't gonna be honest with them either. Now, you don't have to be a liar in order to be dishonest. You can be dishonest by covering up your feelings. You can be dishonest by walking on eggshells. You can be dishonest about not acknowledging why you made choices in your life that you made. You can be dishonest by not acknowledging why you pursued certain relationships that may not have been good for you. You can be dishonest by not acknowledging why you chose a certain career that had nothing to do with your dreams. You can be dishonest by not acknowledging that you have a shopping addiction or a drug habit or an alcohol addiction or whatever. Those are all lies. Lies. And guess what? Lies are spell work. I ain't the only person who said that shit. So you doing spell work, negative spell work, regardless if you're not being honest with yourself. If you're not purging things that need to be purged, if you're not doing shadow work, you are doing negative spell work. So why the fuck do you think your love spell is going to work? And even if it does temporarily work, that shit is going to backfire on you if you're doing it or have done it. That shit is going to backfire on you in a way that is horrific. And I'm not wishing nothing bad on nobody. I'm telling you, be prepared. Be prepared. Because if you've been lying to yourself and you've been doing love spells on somebody to try to get them to see things your way, because that's what it's about. Witchcraft is all about manipulation to shift the energy to something you want it to be. And like I said, love spells are always from the root chakra in the sacral. So it's always about, I want them to be more emotionally expressive. I want them to talk to me more. I want them to have sex with me more. I want more intimacy. I want him to be closer. I want him to tell the world that I'm his love. All that shit is from root and sacral. You unbalanced. And you don't have a sense of personhood. Your personhood has either been violated, and I'm sorry if it happened to you through sexual violation or assault. Or your personhood has been violated through narcissistic abuse or some other, or abandonment or rejection or what have you, or even self-deprecation, saying bad things about yourself. Either way, your personhood, your identity, your self-actualization, your the grounds of who you are have been churned up. But instead of planting the proper seeds and or treating the soil, bettering the soil, which is the grounds of your person, the lower self, you decide, no, I just want somebody to meet me where I'm at. The devil is a liar, because don't nobody have to meet you where you at, motherfucker. God don't even have to meet you where you at. So see, I'm toe up. I don't know. I don't tell the truth. I'm always in mess and drama. I'm up 1 minute and down the next, and I ain't picking at nobody who has bipolar disorder or, you know, some kind of mental health concern. I'm just saying, I'm up 1 minute, I'm down the next. I ain't doing shit to try to balance myself. I'm just running and stopping and running and stopping. Lean with it, rock with it, lean with it, rock with it. Back and forth, up and down. And he need to meet me where I'm at. Don't nobody have to meet you where you at, bitch. Shut up, shut up. That is the most narcissistic piece of shit I've ever heard. Nobody has to meet you where you are, because God damn it, you could be in hell. Don't nobody want to go down there? What sane person wants to meet you in hell? Because that's really what it boils down to. You and your lower self. You ain't even on planet Earth. You down there in Hades with my other archetype and them shadow gods. But see, you're not doing the shadow work. So that's why they be whooping your ass. They like, you sitting up in my house, my nigga, but you ain't pulling your weight. That's why they be whooping your ass. That's why they don't give you no money. That's why they have food blowing out your house, bitch. I'm laughing because I'm not laughing at you, and that's not funny for that to happen to people, but I just, like, my surrogate's father, he just rose up in my spirit because he was a fucking 424 Aries, and today is the 24th of the month. And he used to say it's exactly 3:11 p.m. So somebody may benefit from looking up angel number 311 or the numerology meaning, a numerological meaning behind 311. But I started laughing because he rose up in my spirit, even though he's not my blood grandfather, allegedly. He been around me a lot in the past year and a half or so, and he rose up in my spirit because he used to say shit like, "All right, now, Brianna, don't be blowing no whistles in this house. You'll blow all the food out the house." And that was an old superstition that if you blow whistles out the house, the energy of the whistle, blow whistles inside the house or horns, you will, the energy will push the food out of the house. Like, it'll be hard to provide food. And so what I was saying was, a lot of y'all in hell because you in your fucking lower self, but you ain't pulling your motherfucking weight. Them, the gods that are over the root chakra, energy like myself, Michael, Hades, and Venus, and Arishkigal, Nergal, and who's my twin Ray, and others, they be fucking your ass up. They be fucking up your money, your food, and your shelter, and they be letting bugs come in your house and all kind of shit because you're not doing your motherfucking shadow work. They like, "My nigga, you been down here with us in shadow for a minute. When the fuck is you going up there to the earth plane? When is you gonna rise, my nigga? Bruh, when is you gonna rise? When you gonna rise now? Because you been in my house. I'm looking at my watch. You've been in my house for a minute. You ain't supposed to stay in the lower self. You're supposed to rise to ascension, which goes through the chakra, aka the Jacob's ladder, 33 vertebrae, all of that. You're supposed to rise. So when is you going to get up out of root and sacral, disheveling, being disheveled, and rise into solar plexus? That's earth plane right there. Solar plexus is earth plane. Okay. When you gonna rise up to higher, you know, lower heavens, which is heart chakra and throat? When you gonna rise up to lower heavens? When you hell? I ain't even talking about the higher heavens, but when you gonna at least get on the earth? God damn it! Because if you ain't even on the earth and you down there in lower self talking about some fucking love spells, bitch. See, y'all people is why Noah had to build an ark. Y'all were the ones, y'all people that down there in hell doing love spells and shit. Y'all was the ones that told Noah, "Oh, Noah, you stupid. Ain't, you know, ain't me and my husband, me and my wife, you know, ain't no flood coming. We going to a party. You look stupid, Noah, you know. Welcome to the party," you know. They was marrying and partying and drinking and having sex and running around, which is all root and sacral chakra energy, right up until that motherfucking flood came. That's why it wiped them off the fucking earth. So they say. Now they say I destroyed humans from off the earth because they woke me up from a nap. Well, this is when I was in Lil. They said I destroyed all the humans because they woke me up from a nap. Well, they probably woke me up because they was, they was on this number. This what number the humans was on. And this why I raised the earth, R-A-Z-E-D, raised the earth, because I told y'all be in that root chakra shit. That root chakra will tear your shit up, oh, and tear your shit the fuck up. Get what y'all was on. That what y'all were on. That's why a lot of these women that do love spells, they money be fucked up. I'm telling you. They money be fucked up. Because they're not putting the focus in balancing the root chakra and the sacral energy, which would help their stability, which would help their creativity. A person who is emotionally balanced usually doesn't have any problem providing for themselves, being creative, whatever way it suits them, okay? even if they have a hard time or, you know, a little snafu, usually they get back on track pretty quickly because they have the confidence and the stability within themselves, that self-actualization, as they call it in psychology, to keep going. So any person, in my opinion, other than someone who's, you know, like I said, in a cohesive relationship, trying to spice it up, or friendship, anybody that's got to do love spells, you got low self-esteem. You and your lower self. And I know that the shadow realm lords, the shadow lords, the shadow gods, the shadow goddesses are fucking your life up in some area. Now, everybody go through shit. I'm not blaming you for everything, because there are extenuating circumstances and outside energies and external influences. But chances are high that if someone's doing a love spell on a person that has already shown them and or even openly said, nah, I'm not trying to do that. Nah, I'm not trying to be in a relationship. Nah, I'm not trying to be with you like that. Whatever. Whether it's a man or a woman, or even if they've betrayed you before, chances are high if a person has done a love spell after they found out what kind of person that was, it's because they have abandonment issues and rejection issues that are unhealed from their inner child. Okay, so it takes it on back to the Venus energy of home, fourth house, Cancer. Venus rules Cancer. So you may want to check in your ancestral line and ask about what some of the women in the family did. It may not be all the women. It may be just one pivotal matriarchal energy that was in the line that was chasing men or chasing a man or did some bippity-boppity-boo or mojo, you know, to get a man or to try to keep the man. And the man usually what ends up leaving anyway, or if he figures it out down the line, then either there's going to be some health ramifications, or, you know, what can happen a lot of times is even if a woman does a love spell on a man, and let's say they get married and they stay married for like 20 or 30 years or however long, that woman gonna end up having severe mental issues. I'm telling you, it's sacral chakra. Sacral chakra is emotional stability. When it's healthy and it's balanced. If that woman has done love spells to get that man, it don't matter if it starts 6 months in, 3 months in, a day in, at some point she's going to develop severe mental health issues if atonement is not made for the fact that she so-called captured this bird through love spells, through love magic, okay? Now, I'm not talking about people, like I said, that have already been together for a while or even are already, you know, how can I say, equally yoked. Equally yoked don't just mean somebody on your level. It means someone of your vibration. So you can be equally yoked with your best friend. You can be equally yoked with your sister or your brother or your friend, your associates at work or whatever, or in business. If you aren't equally yoked and they aren't a part of your what they call soul group or your soul family or your vibrational plane, and a person's doing love spells on them, you're trying to cage a bird, and God don't like ugly. So at some point, penance is going to have to be paid. At some point, it's going to be time for atonement, and that can be the destruction of the relationship permanently. That can be dissolution of the soul contract permanently. That can be a backfiring on finances, a backfiring on physical health, as well as mental health. At some point, if a woman has done that, and even if a man has done it, I'm just talking mainly to women because I know they predominate dominate the audience gender. So genders. So if a woman has done that, at some point she's going to have to pay. And that usually means mental health and or physical or both. It also means money and career. The man could end up cheating on her. The man could divorce her. But even if he stays faithful for the whole time they're together and she did a love spell to get him to marry her or to be with her, at some point, she's going to have to pay for that, even if they're still together. So it could be that the man has to take care of her like a baby. It could be even as bad as somebody having a stroke and their spouse then has to be their primary caretaker. It could be as bad as the spouse being the breadwinner, the masculine energy, if he's the breadwinner, having the feminine who did the spell work be lazy and not have any career to her name, like she never kept a solid job. And it's not because he wanted her to be a homemaker, it's because she has root chakra and sacral chakra imbalance. So she never stuck with anything long enough to see where it would go. These are usually the people that you find have done love spells or do them or believe in them. Now, I'm not saying that a person shouldn't believe in them at all, but when you've done a love spell on a person, you're going to pay for that shit. I don't give a fuck, because you're manipulating a core part of their being and you are trying to drag them into shadow where you are. That's why I said that meet me where I am shit. You in hell. You're in shadow. You're in shadow side. Total shadow energy. Why the fuck would you think somebody wants to be in shadow with you? Now, there are some people who are just as toxic that y'all will be on equal footing. But guess what? That person gonna be suffering from shit too. There's a masculine. My ex did love spells on me. I know he did some kind of bindings and shit on me. Guess what? He's suffering mentally. He's suffering financially. He's suffering in his health. He's suffering in his reputation. All of that shit is tied to root chakra and sacral. All right. So I just want to talk about that briefly. And I'm sure I'll have more to say about it. But this was on my spirit for a while. A couple of days. It hasn't been a huge amount of time, but I've said this before about, I've made little quips before about love spells over the last 10 to 12 months. I've made little quips and comments about, you know, not caring for that kind of stuff before. So this is not new. I just wanted to do an actual upload on it because I was led to do so. But I'll talk with you all soon. And again, you know, people that are doing love spells on men that ain't got no kind of relationship with them, meaning physical relationship, as in 3D, as in actuality, meaning y'all not like, y'all not friends, y'all not best friends, y'all not in relationship, y'all not fuck buddies or friends with benefits, y'all not none of that shit in 3D, and you doing a love spell, there's something wrong with you that you don't want to fix. And you trying to get that man as a band-aid or that partner as a band-aid. There's a whole lot wrong, actually. There's inner child wounding there. Because you trying to get this man to be your daddy when you won't even be daddy to your motherfucking self. Or you trying to get a woman to be your mama when you won't even be mama to your motherfucking self. See, that's a lack of balance. A lack of inner child healing. Feeling like if I don't trap them with this spell, they're going to leave me. Well, they should. Because, like I said, don't nobody want to be in hell with you. Get yourself together, and then you won't have to do no fucking love spell. Then maybe that little pussy will have some power. Okay? All right.